Therefore, verse 13, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme or to governors, as to those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who are good. Do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good, you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Okay, so you have two things there that need to be held together, and you can't use one to undo the other, which is sort of the you better mask or else approach these days, is to say, well, see, it says submit to your ordinances of men for the Lord's sake. So you better do it. Yeah. So you may put to silence the evildoer for the praise of those who do good. So if they tell you to do evil, you're not supposed to do evil. Now, you're not supposed to go against what God has said to do. And so, well, how is mass evil? Have you looked at any of the science on what it's done to kids? I mean, it's abuse. It's wicked. So that's where the tension here is, right? At what point do you realize that you're supposed to stop the Philistines? At the same time, don't go out to try to stop the Philistines without repenting before God and going in the name of Yahweh, right? And so if you think you're going to stop God's punishment, you're not going to be able to stop God's punishment. But neither should you submit to evil men telling you to do evil things, right? But in general, the order, king is supreme, that is, who is really the ruler, right? You want to submit to that. So again, this is also part of the debate then. If you're going to say, well, the governor says do this, okay, but does the Constitution of the state say he can say that? So don't tell me that I have to just do whatever the governor says just because the Bible says submit to the king. We don't have any kings. We have no kings, right? There was a king in Spain. They kicked him out recently. He had to run away because he was like lying and cheating and stuff. England's got a queen, and apparently 70 years on the throne. 70 years on the throne. It's not gone well this reign, I would say. It's gone downhill a bit. But again, we don't have kings. Do we have governors? Yes. How do they govern? In our land, by laws. And so when they break the laws, are you supposed to obey their breaking of the law? That's not what this says. This says uphold the law. That's the point, right? The order that is given, you want to live in that order. And so that would mean that if you have a governor who's breaking the law, you actually get together and arrest the guy. You know, this is not about, this is not the divine right of inherited bloodline of rule, right? Or something like that. It's about seeing that God loves order and then living according to the order for the praise of those who do good. And so the goal is to lift up what is in fact good. For this is the will of God, verse 15, that by doing good. So this is again, you know, your goal is to do good, not evil. And if the government says do evil, don't do it. If the government says do good, do it. If the government says do this thing that's really weird, try your best to do it. Unless you're like, that's evil. Well, then don't do it. Right? So that by doing good, you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free. So this isn't because if you don't submit, you're not a Christian. You're free as a Christian. So as a free man, learn to see the good and do it, right? Yet not using your liberty as a cloak for vice. Now, you're not free to go do what you want. You're free to do good, right? As bondservants of God, there is where you're really a slave, right? Honor all people. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Well, there you go. Honor father and mother, right? It's right there.